Because some journeys are better taken together.
Let's walk the talk. 702.
It's 4:41 this Monday morning, and Liesel van der Westhuizen joins me now in studio. And Liesel, the CEO of the Mandela Rhodes Foundation, is aiming to summit Kilimanjaro.
The CEO, Judy Sikuza, is an incredible woman. I mean, I just looked at her bio from a couple of months back, saying, enjoying spending time with my family and loved ones, as well as music, traveling, reading, sporting and outdoor activities. And I'm sure if you have to go back and reread it in a couple of weeks, it's going to be updated to say that this incredible woman has been training to climb Mount Kilimanjaro, the highest peak in Africa. She left last week, and they got to the summit on the 9th of August on Women's Day. Well, they were hoping to summit on the 9th of August, Women's Day, which is what they did. And I know from, I was training for this as well, because I was going to do it just as lockdown hit. And I haven't been able to get onto my Kili climb yet. But just knowing the training that had gone into it, the rigorous, the time that it takes, to be prepared to work with a team and hike with a group that you don't know and only been training with for a couple of months. It really is a lot to take in, and it's very challenging. And then still, all the women that went into the hike are full-time employed. They are family members. And to find time to do something like this is absolutely incredible. So they landed back in South Africa on the 12th, completed the summit, and I got hold of Judy just to tell us what it was like.
Hello, my name is Judy Sikuza, CEO of the Mandela Rhodes Foundation. I've just successfully climbed Mount Kilimanjaro as part of an initiative called Caring for Girls. This is to ensure that the dignity of the African girl child can be maintained so that they do not have to climb mountains that previous generations have done. The climb was really grueling. We needed to be patient and slow as we made our way up an altitude towards climbing on the final evening. We started at about 11 p.m. at night and walked for a full 10 hours before reaching the peak, which is the Uhuru on the top of the African continent. It was such an incredibly reflective process for me, because it taught me so much about endurance and resilience and presence, and making sure that even when life feels so tough, that if you keep taking one step at a time, you're able to reach your goals. As Nelson Mandela once said, it seems impossible until it is done. You can keep in touch with us as the Mandela Rhodes Foundation at MRF_Africa, and my own personal handle is at Judy Sikuza.
Judy Sikuza had literally, I think, just got to the bottom of Kili when that soundbite had come through to us. And just incredible, a superwoman climb in an all-special Superwoman's Month, part of the annual Track for Mandela expedition, honouring the legacy of Nelson Mandela. And the aim is to raise funds for Caring for Girls, an initiative that supports dignity of the African girl child by working to end period poverty, which is something we speak about all the time. But just some of the incredible women in the group: Katie Wilton Martins, leader and director of Wilton's accounting firm and Wilton's Foundation; Nomthi Mtsi, CEO of Nelson Mandela's Children's Fund; Tsitsetso Dianti, the senior director and product my owner and manager at Vodacom; Vuluwethu Lee, who's director in marketing and corporate affairs at the JSE; Sina Monyane, communications manager; Palesa Motahai, human resources director at the JSE; and Sina Monyane is the founding and communications manager of the Mfumbu Foundation. So these women are all joined on the hike together by a number of male hikers as well, certain CEOs. CEO Sela Hatang also joined Judy's group as the head of Nelson Mandela's Rhodes Foundation, as well as Adrian de Kock, ENCA journalist, who summited the climb and documented the climb. So I'm sure we'll be seeing a lot about this. And just, it is a tough climb, and to know that the training that went in and the journey that went in and the difference that this climb made in a very significant month is just incredible.
Absolutely. I mean, I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall or imagine in the thinning air to hear the conversations, because the kind of exchanges that would have taken place there, absolutely extraordinary. It is a fundraiser. So how can Cape Talk and 702 listeners help towards their goals?
Well, you can find out more on the Nelson Mandela Rhodes Fund page. And Judy also just gave her Instagram handle details. The Mandela Rhodes Foundation, they've got details on their website. Track for Mandela, if you find that website, as well as Judy's Facebook or Instagram page, has all the details. I also have got to mention Nomti Mtsi, the CEO of the Children's Fund, is also part of the team that went out on the super hike. So I hope I didn't leave anyone out, but it's just incredible to think these are incredibly powerful executives and they are taking out the time to go and hike and train just to see the difference that's being made to try and end period poverty. It just an absolute applause goes out to the team. And if anyone can help in any way, whether it's making a donation of some kind or assisting in any kind, the details will be on their website of what they need.
It's going to be an experience that they will never forget. Thank you very much, Liesl van der Westhuizen. We'll chat again tomorrow morning. 7